People must work together. Vince Lombardi once said, individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes a team work. That is what makes a company work. That is what makes a society work, a civilization work. Because there is no I or you in team. We, the United States, we are one team, made up of so many players. If you yourself are the quarterback, and instead of passing the ball to another player, you run with it and attempt to score a forward pass, you might not make it. You're on your own, and your teammates are nowhere behind you because you weren't there for them. And guess what happens? No touchdown for you. People must work together. If people didn't work together, Dr. King's work would have gone to waste. He built a foundation upon which we stand based on the principles of equality, interracial sister, and brotherhood. His words, his teaching, the entire reason he worked for people would have been useless. And today, we wouldn't be praising him and collaborating together on everything great that he made possible for me, for you, for your mom, for my dad, for the reason that we have an African-American President Barack Obama. People must work together. If people didn't work together, Eritrea wouldn't be free from Ethiopian rule, and my parents would have never been able to leave them for a country. Currently, the government of Eritrea exercises strict control of political, social, and economic systems with nearly no civil liberties allowed. How my parents say it? People must work together. Habirna Masira. People must work together. So here's what I say. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pains of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in your bank, in your wallet, in spare change, in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If your parents are still alive and still married, you are very, very rare, even in the United States and Canada. If you were able to read on paper what I just said, you are more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world that cannot read at all. People must work together. Me being an African-American female, I don't know how many more times I can go on hearing about an African-American woman working the same occupation as a Caucasian man, working the same number of hours, but still receiving 50 cents less on the paycheck. Now, 50 cents may not seem like a lot, but every cent is needed in paying taxes. People must work together. And to do that, we have to start with a man and woman. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Let us be dissatisfied until that day when the lion and the lamb shall lay down together, and every man sit under his own vine fig tree, and none shall be afraid. Habibna Nasara. People must work together. The United States remains the last hope for a mankind plagued by tyranny and deprivation. America is no stronger than its people. And that means you and me. Well, I believe in you. And I believe that if we work together, then one day we will say, we fought the good fight. We finished the race. We kept the faith. our children and to our children's children, we can say, we did all of what could be done in the brief time that was given us here on earth. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we cannot wait to work together. We must start now. People must work together for the sake of our children and our children's children, for the sake of the present and the future, in hopes for a better understanding and a better world. Working together as one.